Harper Perennial and Harper Audio present Queen Hereafter, a novel by Isabel Schuller, performed by Sarah Vickers. To Charlotte Blacklock. Chapter 1. Picty means painted one, my grandmother once told me. My ancestors decorated their skin in hues of blue and red and green. The whirling pattern shone so vibrantly that my people were believed to be otherworldly. Only when their blood was spilled did their humanity betray them. My grandmother remembered it all. She was part of that dying breed, a daughter of druids who had once served kings and princes in the kingdom of the Picts before Alba was born. And that way of life was buried. She felt the defeat bitterly. Even more so when she and my mother, Aelith, were brought to Scone, to live in the court of the great Alban Prince Bode, my father. As a young girl, Aelith had visited the court of my grandfather, King Connach, and a betrothal had been agreed upon. Though a believer in the new religion, Connach sought to unite those Albans who had not taken to the Christian God. It was an act of considerable goodwill to place a pagan on the throne beside his son. My grandfather's cousin, Malcolm, put an end to these aspirations when he killed King Connach and took his crown. Many remained loyal to grandfather, even after his death, and so King Malcolm made my father Mormor of Fife, to pacify those who might otherwise join him in a revolt. Much as he hated King Malcolm, father's fear of losing what little he had left ran deeper still. And so when, in the name of the new religion, a ban was placed on all druidic practices, he made Aelith renounce her ways. Grandmother was harder to silence. So father destroyed every amulet and charm she had brought with her. In silent determination, he extinguished every sacred fire he caught her burning. With set jaw, he sent guards to root out every secret store of herbs, his timing always impeccable, leading grandmother to suspect he spied on her. Only when she insisted on giving me a Picty name did father give voice to his outrage. Later, grandmother would tell me the story with all the fervour of a martyr. Bode. She must be named Groa. Look at her eyes. They are large pools of wisdom, like the great Norse seeress herself, she had insisted to him. She's 2 days old. To what wisdom are you referring? Her name is Groa, grandmother replied, ignoring the question. It is bad enough King Malcolm suspects I have a druid for a wife, father continued. I will not bring further scrutiny by choosing a heathen name for my child. Perhaps if you spent less time licking your wounds and more time plotting to get the throne back from Malcolm, you would not have to resort to such cowardice, my mother shot back, fanning the flames of his fury. Listen to Aelith, my grandmother said. Name her Groa, to prove that you are beholden to no one. Enough, father bellowed. That kind of talk will get us killed. The war is over. We have lost. She will be named Gruach. His word was final. Grandmother called me Groa anyway. Her banishment was immediate. She was sent to live on an island in the middle of a lake at the furthest reaches of my father's lands, with only a handful of servants to look after her. The locals soon flocked to her for secret remedies to heal their ailments and blessings to protect their homes, and she was never short of company or food. Mother and I were allowed to visit her once a year. Our pagan pilgrimage, we called it. I loved visiting my grandmother and hearing stories about my Picty ancestors. We would celebrate the festival of Imbolg with the locals. Then grandmother would teach my mother new incantations, and together they would chant in whispers over the ground, drawing power up from the earth to cast charms of protection and good fortune. Best of all,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?